The president praising pushing more biofuel efforts. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It means igniting a new clean energy economy that generates good jobs right here in the United States and starts freeing ourselves from dependence on foreign oil. Now,
President Obama speaking at an ethanol plant in Macon, Missouri yesterday as he congratulated the owners, employees, and farmers of Poet Biorefinery for their 10 years of producing ethanol. And the president says his commitment to biofuel started on day one of his administration.
Well, I've said before, I don't accept second place for the United States of America. I want us to be first in wind power, first in solar power, and I want us to be first when it comes to biodiesel and the technologies that are being developed in places like Poet. And that's why my energy security plan has been one of the top priorities of my administration since the day I took office.
The president's energy security plan that was put into place last year is expected to create or save up to 700,000 jobs by 2012. And he says the Recovery Act approved last year included millions of dollars to help America become less dependent on foreign sources of oil.
It included $800 million in funding for ethanol fueling infrastructure, biorefinery construction, advanced biofuels research to help us reach the goal that I've set, which is to more than triple America's biofuels production in the next 12 years. That is a goal that we can achieve, and it's being worked on right here at Poet, and we're very proud of that.
And the president also commented on the cutting-edge technology surrounding cellulosic ethanol and its potential for farmers. Already here in Tennessee, farmers are producing switchgrass for that effort as part of UT's biofuels initiative. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.